Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. There is disbelief today in the city of Baltimore.
So to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking and heartbreaking.
That is the Maryland Governor Wes Moore after the collapse early this morning of the four-lane Francis Scott Key Bridge. It came down after one of its support columns was rammed by a cargo ship. As many as eight construction workers doing routine maintenance on the bridge are believed to have ended up in the water. Six are currently listed as missing, and a coordinated search and rescue effort continues. Kevin Cartwright is with the Baltimore Fire Department.
So we have a mass casualty multi-agency incident underway. We have our dive team members. We have representatives from the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, Baltimore County Fire Department.
Emergency officials confirmed two people have been pulled alive from the water, one now in hospital in critical condition. Emergency officials say the cargo vessel, which was leaving the port of Baltimore, collided with the bridge at roughly 1:30 this morning, and the vessel remains lodged under the wreckage of the bridge. There are reports the ship lost power moments before the collision, with the operators of the vessel issuing a Mayday signal. A British court has ruled today that Julian Assange cannot immediately be extradited to the United States on espionage charges. This is a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two high court judges are saying they will grant Assange a new appeal unless American authorities offer a guarantee that he won't face the death penalty if he's sent to the U.S. The ruling extends Assange's legal saga, which has now dragged on for more than a decade. CBC News has learned there may be a Canadian connection to ISIS-K. ISIS-K is the ISIS offshoot, which is claiming responsibility for last week's deadly attack on a Moscow concert hall. Ben Maku reports.
The ISIS attack in Moscow is widely believed to be linked to its offshoot based in eastern Afghanistan, ISIS-K. Now information has emerged that one of its propagandists claims to be Canadian. CBC News has obtained copies of The Voice of Khorasan, the English-language propaganda magazine of ISIS-K. In it, an author who goes by Suleiman Dawood al-Kanadi, Arabic for the Canadian. He rails against Muslim men in the West, where he infers he lives, and says they would rather put on skinny jeans than fight for ISIS. Ricardo Valle is the director of research at the Islamabad-based Khorasan Diary. He tracks jihadist groups and made contact with al-Kanadi online.
In his alleged Facebook profile, it was said that he was from Toronto and living in Laval, Quebec.
The RCMP has not yet commented to CBC News regarding al-Kanadi or his whereabouts. Ben Maku, CBC News, Toronto.
If you're one of the estimated 6 million Canadians who can't find a family doctor, a new report may help explain why. Here's Christine Birak.
It's a question millions of Canadians are asking. Why can't I find a family doctor? Well, new data reveals nearly 30% have moved out of their offices and into other parts of healthcare. The Canadian Institute for Health Information found nearly 10,000 family doctors are working in specialty care, largely emergency medicine. Rents, paperwork, IT, and staffing costs are rising, but many family docs are paid about $40 per patient visit.
I love being a family doctor, and there's really nothing else I ever wanted to do.
But after nearly two decades of caring for patients, Dr. Fan Hua Meng can't afford to keep her practice in Mississauga, Ontario, open.
With inflation and with increasing administration, it's not sustainable. And it seems that we're being slowly edged out.
Dr. Meng says she's not sure where she'll go next. Christine Birak, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.